Take exit 254, your next exit, to visit the Herbert Hoover National Historic Site, the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum, and historic downtown West Branch, home of the 31st President of the United States. The park is located just two blocks north of the exit.
This week at the National Historic Site, stop by the Visitor Center for a look at young Herbert Hoover's life in West Branch. The exhibits use artifacts, photos, and documents from the archives and interactive displays to tell the stories of President Hoover's childhood in West Branch and how he later helped develop the park, which commemorates his life.
Born in a two-room cottage, Herbert Hoover could have been any small-town boy. Orphaned at age 9, he left West Branch with two dimes in his pocket to live with an aunt and uncle in Oregon. The cottage and other historical buildings remain to tell how family, faith, education, and hard work opened a world of opportunity, even the presidency of the United States, to a child of simple beginnings.
I'm here with Robert from Lafayette, Indiana. What will you tell your family and friends back home about the Hoover Presidential Library Museum and the Hoover National Historic Site?
It's an impressive layout, and we have traveled across America now. We are in our 10th week of vacationing. It's interesting to see the concepts of the different presidents and what they did for mankind during their years of presidency.
The Visitor Center, historic buildings, and the Presidential Library Museum are open daily, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm here with Emery from Winchester, Illinois. You've been to every presidential library in the country. Why should people come to the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library Museum?
Well, I think people should come to this museum for the same reason that I did, was that I did not know a great deal about President Hoover. A lot of what I knew about him had been passed down through my great-grandparents, and my grandparents not always talking very favorably about him in regards to the Depression, but they didn't have the whole story either. And I think people should come and just see that, because the presentation is excellent and the content, it's just, you all have just done a top-notch job.
Your visit to Herbert Hoover National Historic Site should include the Herbert Hoover Birthplace Cottage, the Working Blacksmith Shop, the First West Branch Schoolhouse, and the Friends Meeting House, where the Hoover family worshipped. You may also enjoy walking along the beautiful and tranquil 81-acre tall grass prairie trails.
Seth Goodspeed is a law enforcement park ranger at Herbert Hoover National Historic Site. How many acres does it cover?
It covers approximately 187 acres.
And much of that includes a tall grass prairie.
We have 81 acres of reconstructed tall grass prairie here, and throughout the prairie, we have a little over 2 miles of walking trails for people to enjoy.
How are those trails used?
During warmer weather, we can see people that are out taking walks, jogging, even walking their dogs. We can even see people bird watching and viewing wildflowers.
On a quiet knoll overlooking Herbert Hoover's birthplace are the graves of President and Mrs. Hoover. At the Presidential Library and Museum are exhibits on Herbert Hoover's adult life and career.
I'm here with Carol from Tucson, Arizona. What did you learn during your visit to the Hoover National Historic Site and Presidential Library and Museum?
I learned so much, my head is kind of pounding, because I thought, my gosh, I didn't realize how little I knew about what Hoover did. Actually, mostly after he was president, and feeding the world is just amazing. I don't think very many people have any idea